All right, we're going to call this Monday, July 17th meeting of the Garrett County Commissioners to order in the great town of Friendsville. I want to thank the mayor and council of Friendsville for allowing us to come down and spend some time here this evening, so thank you all very much. At this time, if everyone would please stand and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing, and I'm going to ask Vicar Tyler Graham from the Luther Ministry to say the invocation, please.
Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks for this day and for the time to come together in your presence this evening. We ask and remember that you have created all orders above heaven and earth, and within that the civil authority that rules and helps us in our daily lives. This night especially we pray for the Garrett County Board of Commissioners and for the Mayor and Town Council of Friendsville as they set upon their work this evening. We ask that you direct their minds and hearts and continue to lead them with your wisdom that they provide justice and peace for all your people here and throughout this county. We give you thanks again and praise in your holy name. And all this we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated. Mr. Knoll, are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to the public agenda?
No, sir, there are not.
Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. The agenda is approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any questions, additions, or deletions to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Minutes are approved by mutual consent. Okay, the only action item we have on the agenda today is a proclamation for the Garrett County Lakes. It's Lake Appreciation Month, and specifically for Garrett County, July 2017. Whereas lakes and reservoirs are among Maryland's most valuable natural resources, and whereas lakes and reservoirs provide drinking water, irrigation, energy, recreation, scenic beauty, and habitat for wildlife, and whereas these beneficial uses have been of vital importance to Maryland's history, growth, and financial health, and whereas our lakes and reservoirs improve the quality of life for all of Maryland residents and their importance should not go unnoticed, and whereas Garrett County recognizes the need to protect these lakes and reservoirs for future generations, now therefore we, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, do hereby proclaim July 2017 as Garrett County Lakes Appreciation Month in Garrett County and do commend this observance to all of our citizens, signed by Commissioner Heimbald Tichenel and myself. And we do have two groups here tonight to receive these proclamations, Friends of Deep Creek Lake and the POA. I know Morgan is here from the POA, and if you guys would like to come up and receive these, that would be great. We'll bring you guys behind us.
Well. As we're doing that, let me just go ahead. Barbara's sending something around. I just wanted to remind people that Garrett County has 13 lakes, reservoirs, and town ponds. They're all managed by a number of different entities. They're all water bodies that are man-made. Many are showing signs of aging, and there is currently insufficient funds available for protection and restoration efforts and to assure their sustainability. And I also want to point out that Garrett County may be the only county in the country that actually proclaims Lake Appreciation Month. Thank you very, very much. And here's your copy. So we'll come around and... okay.
Fill the one down, bring Morgan over here.
And at this point, I am the person that delivers to you these petitions.
Thank you, sir.
To if Friends of Deep Creek Lake have gathered these for you to deliver to Governor Hogan, Senator Edwards, Delegate Weitzel, and the General Assembly, we urge you to allocate some state resources for Friends of Deep Creek Lake.
Mm-hmm.
switch. I love
you, that picture.
Get over it, I can't.
There we go. Okay.
Come on, stage manager, Bowles. Do your job.
I don't have a camera with me.
Okay. No, no, we're just giving you that. Okay, get cameras. Okay.
They got them. All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. I did want to make a comment to the county commissioners that we've been very fortunate to have support from the town of Friendsville and sort of find it sort of serendipitous and wonderful to do this proclamation here, because of course Deep Creek Lake is a part of their watershed. And last year the town council issued a resolution supporting dredging of Deep Creek Lake, and we felt that that understanding that the health of the lake and the health of Friendsville and our region and our economy all start with a healthy lake and with dredging. So we're going to be inviting the mayor and town council to consider sending perhaps a letter to Governor Hogan supporting the funding of the State Lakes Protection and Restoration Act. We can talk about that later. Right. But we're very appreciative of their support.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, at this time, part of the goal of this sitting group of county commissioners was to be more accessible to the residents of the county, to be able to get out from Oakland and visit our towns and communities so that more people have access to us. And we purposefully have light agendas when we come to these types of meetings so that we can hear directly from residents. So at this point in time, it's a time for public comment. If anybody has a public comment, please raise your hand, and we'll take them in order and go from there. So at this time, is there any public comment? Yes, sir.
I'm here representing...
Please stand up.
My name is Tyler Cowan. I'm here representing Phoenix Technologies. I have 50 ballots signed from the use of employees there of Limestone Road every day. Frank Vitt has could not make it today, but he's going to need to bring these ballots here if they need anything, y'all.
We'll certainly take them. Yes, sir.
A few people were asking about Mosquera County. What are they doing? What are you doing to get a new business manager? I think I've got the right words, the title of it.
Economic Development Director.
Okay, good. Are you doing?
Update on Economic Development Director. We had a committee, countywide committee, to screen applicants, get together and interview the applicants. The first round of interviews was last week, and they have some finalists that we're actually going to interview later this week. And if one of them would be fortunate enough to be selected, then we'll introduce that person and get them out and started right away. If one of those people, if we're not comfortable with one, we don't think they're the right fit, then we'll go back to the drawing board and start all over again.
Sounds good.
So that's where we are right now.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would just echo Tyler's comments about Limestone Road. I mean, I think a lot of people down this way are upset by the decision that being a permanent decision. And they weren't really aware of it. Now, it was published on the agenda for the commissioners, but bear in mind, it never said in the agenda that there would be a final decision based on that particular hearing. And as well, it was on a July 3rd Monday, which is, you know, a long major holiday weekend, and not to mention as well, it was listed at 4:20 p.m. on the agenda, which is when a lot of working people are at work, and a lot of working people, as Tyler pointed out, and is evidenced by those signed forms, a lot of people at Phoenix Technology, and I think Derek Container, Mr. Moran might want to back this up, use that back road to get there, and it's a big time saver and all that. I use it personally because I play the organ at the church in accident, and I'm on the board at Townview Village. So, but that's, you know, it's very small in comparison. So there may be perfect legitimate reasons to close it permanently because of cost and whatever, but I think from a collaborative constituent standpoint, it would have been, could have been behooved everybody if that agenda item could have been brought down here today. So, just.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
So, is there any appeal process to this final decision to close the road? This is a fairly emotional issue for a lot of people that live around here and in the neighborhood. And the original decision to tar and chip it was made without any public input, and there weren't any permits for it. And, this seems like a fairly hasty decision. And then, additionally, County Roads decided to tar and chip it, and all you ever read about in the paper is a landslide. Well, it's not a landslide, it's a County Roads caused slide. Have there been any engineering studies of the decision to tar and chip it, and have there been any engineering studies since of what it would take to fix it?
Take this one at a time on your questions. I think as far as an appeal process is concerned, the direct answer to that, I don't think in the legal sense of the term there's an appeal process. I think the appeal would have been the public hearing, which, we've discussed. And of course, I've talked with you multiple times about that road and several others as well. So I would say at this point in time, there really is not an appeal process. The decision was final after that meeting. As far as the tar and chip and that stuff, Jay, we have Jay Moyer, our roads superintendent here. Do you want to weigh in on that, Jay, how all that went down?
Well, it was simply a maintenance decision that the division chief and the assistant division chief in that area did a review, looked at it, concluded that one of the ways to stabilize that road was to try a tar and chip, the cheapest way of putting a surface on the road that should maintain its integrity. There were signs that that road was beginning to deteriorate, and we'd been up there several times doing work, grading, hauling gravel in there, and doing different things to try to stabilize it. I agreed with that decision to do the tar and chip. We put it on a list that you guys have to review. It's not something that we debate in the public hearings. It's part of what we schedule, what we do, whether it's paving, tar and chipping, or other methods of maintaining the road. So it seemed like a reasonable solution to an ongoing problem. You also have to remember that the GPS system directs a lot of vehicles onto that road, and it has created a lot of issues that we've had to deal with. And it's my understanding, based on what we saw up there with the cross, that there had actually been a life lost right in that one slide area, I'm assuming within the last year. So we took a lot of things into factor when we did what we did, and obviously it didn't turn out the way we wanted it to turn out. And what has happened is it's has slid away in three different sections. And because of the safety issue and just from our discussions with our engineers and just looking at it, it was determined that the amount of money it would take to bring that back up to a condition that we would consider safe would be more than we have to put into the project, especially when we're faced with slides in other areas where there is a large amount of traffic. So you factor all that together, and it just, we came to the conclusion that the best thing to do was to take it out of the system. We don't maintain it in the winter because of the steepness of the hill, and we don't want to put crews down in there and risk their lives. So you add everything together, and it only made sense that, based on the fact that it's not a heavily used road. There are people who use it, we understand that. But compared to other roads, it's not used that much. So our best recommendation was, based on our financial situation that we're in, that we could not afford to bring it back up to a standard that would make it a safe road. So our recommendation to you was to take it out of the system.
Any other questions or comments? Yes.
So, there was no engineering done. We've taken a perfectly good county road that a lot of different people use, and I can't put a culvert across my property without getting a permit. And we made this decision and destroyed a perfectly good county road, and now we're just walking away from it. I mean, I have all the admiration in the world for county roads when they're out there plowing 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning. I really respect all the work they do in the wintertime. But at best, this was a misguided decision.
You talking about the tar and chip?
Tar and chip with no engineering. And what they've done is ruined something that had been in place for years and years and years.
I think it's fair to say that you're basing that on an assumption. That very same thing could have happened without Tarnship being on it. You're basing that on an assumption.
Well, the fact is that the road has been there for 20 years since I've been driving on it. And the maintenance was limited to dragging it and a little gravel. And the advantage is that is it forced everybody to slow down because it was so rutted out that it kept the speed down on it, which was a very good thing. And it kept a lot of people off of it that didn't belong on it. The reality is that after it was tarred and chipped, it has dramatically deteriorated to the point where, I agree with you, it is in fact unsafe now. Although I'd drive it if the barriers were out of the way. So I think there is a pretty good cause and effect between tarring and chipping and the road deteriorating almost immediately afterwards.
You could be correct. I'm not debating that. But it's just an assumption that things happen. We've had other roads slide and that are paved. We have one right now that we're debating with the railroad on who's responsible for fixing it. It's sliding away. We didn't do anything any different, but it's sliding. We have rocks now falling off a hillside down the Savage River Road that we have to look at. We've actually closed a portion of the road, or the one lane of the road, because it's so unsafe. So, and it just started doing that. We have another slide on Savage River Road. These things start happening, and I don't understand exactly what changes, but they happen. So I'm not saying you're wrong, but again, this could have happened whether it was tarred and chipped or not, because we're seeing it in other areas where we haven't changed anything. And it rains a lot, yeah, you're right.
All right, any other questions or comments? Yes, sir.
The Wisp Hotel Motel, what's the status on it? Is it going to build or is it on hold?
We're waiting to hear back from MDE on whether the permit's going to be issued for the water there. That ball's in their court, so as soon as we get a verdict from them on that, that'll drive the bus then on those other things. That's a good question. I just talked a bit ago with someone else about that, and we're in a holding pattern until we hear on what the status of the permit is with MDE. Having talked with the WISP last week, they're in full go mode to be ready that if the permit is approved, they're ready to do everything they can to start moving forward to make that happen.
Well, There's also a new development on top of the mountain that has, I think it's 43 lots in it. It's on hold for the same reason.
Oh, okay.
And National Land Partners, or I think here it's called, is it called Deep Creek Mountain Properties or whatever it's called, NLP.
Yeah.
They are still very, very interested in doing that. I received a phone call from the manager, or an email from the manager this morning. They're still very much interested in doing that. And if you look at where the opportunities are for tax-based growth in the county, that's probably the biggest single place up there. They're doing very well with lot sales, a lot of new homes up there. There's a lot of activity up there.
So we're also looking at we're on the beginning stages now of design for a lake crossing from McHenry water system. So we're going to be looking at permitting and everything. If this other option falls through, that we have that this plan started to get water, additional water there, plus where we're looking for additional sites for wells. So there's a lot of activity happening right now to provide that side of the lake with services.
Any other questions or comments?
I know I shouldn't do this, Mr. Chairman, but I want to back up for just a second.
Right ahead, sir. You're elected.
I just want everybody to know that the closing of Limestone Road isn't something that we just we did. It was something we gave a lot of consideration to. I think we know that it's a convenient shortcut for a lot of people. We went down and actually walked the road where this subsidence is taking place, and I would characterize it. And Don, you're right. I would characterize it as a dangerous road. There's a real steep drop off, no guardrails. And I'm sure for you guys, that's not a problem. You can travel that safely. But for the general public, people that aren't from here, and other people that maybe aren't used to driving in those kind of circumstances, it's a dangerous road. I think if it was the good old days and we had lots of money like we used to have, maybe we could have given more consideration to spending a lot of money to fix it, but we're not in that position now. We're going to be faced next year with a very difficult budget. There's an issue with schools and lots of other higher priority things, I would say. And that was part of our thinking in all of this. And I recognize it's an inconvenience. I think it's, if you go down, back out, and go down through Bear Creek and around, is it 14 minutes? I'm trying to figure out what the...
Yeah, we had the time down. We checked it.
I think it was 14 minutes. I'm not sure. So I just wanted you to know we did give a lot of thought to this. It's not just something that we one day just walked in and said, oh, let's close Limestone Road and make a lot of people mad at us. That's not what we were trying to do. So we're just trying to be responsible stewards of the county's resources. So I'll let it go at that.
Well, also, if we had the $5 million in highway user revenue that we lost back, as you stated earlier, it wouldn't be an issue.
I think it was advertised. Wasn't there a notice in the Republican like 3 weeks in a row? And it was included in our public agenda that we published in advance of the meeting. So, and if you can't get to a meeting, there's always emails and phone calls. And so there was opportunity for public input. Thank you.
Yes. Did they have an estimated cost of what it take to fix it?
After the slide?
Yes.
We took the engineer down. You were there. You were present when he was there, and he told us in his view what the beginning stages would be to look into this, and we'd have to have a company come in and do borings, and then we'd have to rely on what their findings were, but we'd probably have to do pilings and some kind of substantial barrier there to prevent any more of the slide from occurring. And he didn't go into great detail, but he said you're talking a lot of money.
Part of the consideration was that there was no guarantee that as to how long that would last, and that
right.
We wouldn't have the same problem in other sections of the road. So
that was one of his comments. We may chase the slide all the way down the road once now that this started. So it could be a continuing thing that we could invest a whole lot of money in, and no guarantees that it would last or hold.
I apologize for bringing it up again.
I think Mr. Harding just walked in. I think you want to make comment.
Well, hold on, please.
Mr.
Spencer, you had your hand up. Did you want to say something?
One thing to that, but I just
that's fine.
Just on behalf of the town, I can assure you all the council, we are very appreciative of the tax differential that the towns deal with each year. Our smaller towns, the board has given us additional $10,000 over what we received in the last few years. And just kind of what Jay has just said, the highway user revenue, that was taken away from us. So in trying to do paving and different projects in town, we're very appreciative of that. And some of our streets, Jerry Vike, I have him appointed on the street committee, and several of the members, and just working with the county with the paving we're doing in lieu of going through a contractor and paying all the expenses. Our budget's under $300,000 now for a year. And as you see right here, this isn't the Taj Mahal. So we don't have a lot of money in the smaller towns. I know Oakland and Mount Lake, you do some other work with them in lieu of the tax differential, but appreciate that and the help of our community park. Park's well used. We had tournaments there all weekend, so they were playing Saturday and played yesterday, and basketball courts, tennis courts, the walking trail, so we just appreciate the cooperation and collaboration working together with that. So.
Thanks. Mr. Hardy?
I have concerns regarding that since the roads have been closed and the safety aspect. You know, I'm limited. I live at the bottom, and I have to cross that temporary bridge that Mr. Holliday in Grantsville, after I let him use my property, said that was only temporary and that's going to be fixed. Okay? Well, I don't think the county's making any moves in a direction to repair or replace that bridge. Well, not repair, but replace it. Right? You know, and being a member of the fire department, I mean, the trucks are getting bigger and our attack engine, I don't know if it's able to actually make the turn to cross that bridge without making multiple maneuvers. And I think, you know, I'm looking in that aspects because you're limited to me to only one way in and one way out. And it's, like I say, the safety issue there, I mean, it's if I wanted to do some up renovation to my house, there's probably trucks that can't get onto that bridge. And I've got pictures here that can show you that a tractor trailer trying to come across it from coming off the hill got jammed up on there, and we were jammed in there for a whole day. And you had to go up and down the hill. So you got me kind of stuck in there to get onto that bridge. You have to cross the center line. To come off of it, you cross the center line. You know, I mean, it's, I think you need to look at the bridge as part of this, you know, what you're doing here as to whether that's a adequate, egress in, across there. I mean, there's only a few of us that live there, and you're really putting the pressure on us to have, we've only got the one way in and out. And, right down there next to the stream, and it's, just closing it like that is. I can appreciate the fact that the traffic has been diminished almost to zero, and I don't have all them speeding cars coming up and down through there. But also the safety part of, it's still probably going to be called accident Friendsville Road even on my end, and if some kind of emergency call was dispatched out on that road, the ambulance might be coming from the top to get to it. And here we are down here, and the ambulance has to, realizes it can't get to where it needs to go without going clear back out and back around. So that's something I'm thinking, you think, because it's accident Friendsville Road, whether it's this little half mile down here on this end now or, the 5 miles up on top. But I would like to see you look at, take a look at that bridge and see what you're doing for the few that's down on the bottom.
We will do. We got a note, man. We'll check into that.
I'll get back to you.
Appreciate the comment.
I know it's, the engineer and I took a look at that. He's right, it's a temporary bridge. The intent is to replace that temporary bridge with a permanent structure. It's just a matter, again, of ranking and money and when's the time we can actually pull everything together to do that, but it is on the books. I think he's actually done some preliminary design work. I think we have an idea of what type bridge needs to go in there. Again, it's putting the funding together and everything that's needed to do the job. But it hasn't been forgotten, and we'll have that discussion and try to pull that together.
We'll take a look at that.
We'll meet now. We'll talk about it.
I appreciate the comments.
Yep.
Thank you. Anyone else? Well, we appreciate everybody coming out. Mr. Mayor, Council, we appreciate the opportunity to be here. Thank you all for coming, and hopefully we didn't inconvenience you too much. And I look forward to working with you guys, and appreciate the attendance here by everybody else and your comments. And thank you all very much. We have a motion to adjourn. So moved.